This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the neighborhoods at White Lake. Patient first name is Charlene, Charlene. Last name is Brumette, Brumett. Date of birth is 1/16/1929. Date of evaluation is 1/23/2024. Next paragraph, referring provider, Dr. Marcus, HPI, chief complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications. HPI, 94-year-old female who is familiar to our service but new to me. I reviewed evaluations done by nurse practitioner Madeline and previous evaluation done by Dr. Larson. Here I reviewed the patient's chart, progress notes, recent medical changes, labs, vital signs, any weight changes, period staff reports that patient continues to be depressed and is generally withdrawn and talks about wanting quote Lord to take her unquote. During my evaluation, patient acknowledge that she feels down and does not wish to live anymore. Period. She adamantly denies any intent or plans to harm herself. Period. She does not participate much in activities or socialize with others. Period. Nurse practitioner had recommended trial of Lexapro and had also started patient on Ativan for management of her anxiety at her previous visit. Period. Nurse Danielle, Danielle, reports that patient had several falls since initiation of anxiolytic medications and PCP discontinued Ativan. No recent injuries or fractures, period. Patient exhibits ongoing confusion. She thought she's 85 years old. She could not tell me the name of this facility or today's date and seems to have significant short-term memory impairment. Here she did tell me that she has three boys, but two of them are deceased and only one is left. Period. No persecutory delusions or hallucinations reported. Next paragraph. Review of system general. Ongoing sadness, cardiovascular, denied any chest pain, respiratory, no reports of any cough, shortness of breath or wheezing, gastrointestinal, denies any stomach issue, genitourinary, incontinence, musculoskeletal, no complaints of pain, skin, no obvious skin rashes, neurologic, no recent complaints of headache, seizures, dizziness, psychiatric, complete mental status examination. Next paragraph, psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero, prior suicide attempts, zero, prior aggressive behaviors, none. An expert of psychiatric social history, highest level of education, high school, occupation, birth chart, retired dance instructor, number of children, three sons, two deceased, current life stressors, current medical issues, source of history, patient chart, staff. Um, Next paragraph, current medications, Lexapro 5 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, psychiatric examination, general, appropriately groomed, body build normal, nutrition well nourished, eye contact poor, level of consciousness alert, demeanor somewhat resistant, orientation to personality, attention concentration poor, judgment poor, insight poor, impulse control intact, speech normal, somewhat hard of hearing, language normal, thought processes organized, flight of ideas none, suicidal ideation, passive wish to die but denied any plans or intent to harm self, homicidal ideation denied, memory immediate impaired, memory recent impaired, remote grossly intact, mood depressed, affect congruent with mood, sleep, poor appetite, fear, delirium absent. Next paragraph, coordination counseling, history, coordination counseling with patient. Staff. Next paragraph, specific matters addressed are indicated in this note and also include counseling or coordination care regarding resident status, need for follow-up, diagnosis and finding, recommendations, risk and benefits of treatment options. Next paragraph, assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, F33.0, plans, monitor response from Lexapro, period may benefit from supportive therapy. Number two, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F02.80. Plans provide support, period, anticipate patient's needs, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities. Next paragraph. Complexity in coding instruction, decision, medical decision making, total minutes. This is the end of dictation.